appreciate you being here this morning. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6. Hebrews, chapter number 6. There's going to be a time somewhere in the near future that I'm going to dig into other portions of chapter number 6. But for this morning and the message today, God has spoke to my heart in these first few verses here in Hebrews chapter number 6. And I trust that God will use us and help us to be a blessing today. First of all, in verse number 1, the Bible said, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrines of baptisms and the laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment." And he said, "And this will we do if God permit." Most people believe that the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. And I will say this, there's one thing I'm sure of. The God of heaven inspired the book of Hebrews. Every word of God is breathed. That's what inspiration means, by the Holy Spirit. The Bible said holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And I believe in the King James Bible that God preserved his word to the English speaking people. I don't know why I'm saying all this morning just to get started, but there are people in the world that call themselves Ruckmanites. And what they believe is that those that penned down the King James Bible were inspired by God. I don't believe that. I believe the Word of God was inspired in the original tongue, and I believe it was preserved by God in the English language, amen, in this King James Bible. Many people call it the King James Version. I won't fall out with you over that. But I think a version just throws it in a barrel with a lot of other things, and I don't want it in that barrel. Say amen. It's a Bible. It's God's word. It's trustworthy. And God wants to speak to our hearts today out of it. I'm lifting out a phrase out of chapter number 6 and verse number 1 that says four words. Let us go on. Let us go on. I'm going to pray in a moment. Last Sunday, we set aside a day to celebrate and to magnify the past and the blessings that God hath bestowed upon us in the past. And God has put it in my heart that we would look forward. Amen. We know we don't have a promise of tomorrow, but I do believe with all of my heart that by faith, God wants us to determine that if God gives us a tomorrow, gives us another month, gives us another year, gives us another decade, or gives us five more decades at Bible Way, that we would go on for his honor and for his glory. Now, I want to say some things this morning, but I pray that you'll pray with us and help us in the message by asking God to give you an ear to hear what the Spirit of God would say. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God. Thank you, God, for your precious people. Thank you, Lord, for the good Sunday school hour, our Lord. And Lord, for men like Isaiah, Lord, that would say, "Here am I, send me." Father, thank you, Lord, for the willingness of God's people today to be in your house. I pray, God, you'd bless them this day. Help us, our Lord, today. Just to determine in our heart, by the grace of God, we want to go on another mile for him that loved us and gave himself for us. Father, I pray today you'd save the lost, strengthen your children. Lord, we'll give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. If you study the book of Hebrews, there's something going on. And what's going on is it's written to the Jewish Christians. And in the Jewish Christians in the early history of the church were facing some problems, facing some opposition. First thing I want to
say this morning is, let us go on in spite of the opposition. There will be opposition. If you think the devil wants the missionaries going out, if you think the devil wants the gospel going out, if you think the devil wants you and I fellowshipping with one another, reading his word, praying to the God of heaven, passing out gospel tracts, telling others about Jesus, but the devil is against all that, and we're not going to do what's right and go on without opposition. If you have a home, you've determined like Joshua, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'll promise you, you're not going to do that without opposition. If you have children and you've determined by the grace of God, we're going to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I promise you that you're not going to do that without opposition. Notice what the Bible said here. The Bible said in verse number 11 of chapter 5, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. You see, beloved, the Bible's teaching us there were problems even in this early Jewish congregation. For when the time came that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such of have need of salt of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. For strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Even in this early Jewish Christian church, beloved, there was opposition. There was people trying to drag them back to the old sacrifice, trying to drag them away from the cross, trying to drag them back to the flesh. I'll tell you something right now, you get saved by the grace of God, there'll be something trying to drag you back to the flesh and back to the world and back to the things, beloved, in your past. But God be the glory. God said, let us go on in spite of the opposition. But first of all, in spite of the opposition. Secondly, I must hurry. Let us go on in spite of desertion. You say, preacher, what do you mean? How many of you realize, beloved, listen, that in every age there are people that go away. Jesus fed the multitudes, and there was a multitude following him because they had seen him pass out the bread, take the little lad's lunch. And then one day he said to him, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part with me. And it got tough. And the word of God said many of them went away and walked with him no more. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, hear me well right here. In families, in churches, there'll be people that'll desert the old time way and they'll go away. Jesus looked at the 12 disciples and he said, will you also go away? I say this morning, listen, we better be careful. We might be the next one that goes away. We ought to say, by the grace of God, I don't want to go away. I want to go on with the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes. Amen. Paul said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I'm going to say some things as pastor. I'm concerned about some folks. Beloved, listen, let me tell you something right now when it gets real easy to miss. Listen, there's some folks at Bible Way Baptist Church. It's easier for them to miss than it is to come. And beloved, listen, if God don't do something in their hearts and give them a determination to go on for the glory of God, they're going to be in trouble and desert the old time way and the blessings of God. Oh, beloved friend, listen, I know that God moves people. I know that. I know that God in his will sometimes moves people. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God don't take people out of a church like this and put them in a liberal church. You help me this morning. God don't take a person out of a church, beloved, where the word of God's being preached and put them in a rock concert. That's not the God that I serve, amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, there are people that will desert the church along the way. But God said, listen, let us go on for the glory of God. Oh, beloved friend, Paul said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Beloved, let us go on in spite of opposition. Let us go on in spite of desertion. Now the message is going to take a turn for the positive. Amen. I don't like to start on a negative note, but that's where God started me out here in this passage. Amen. Beloved, listen, you say, well, we're living in a generation where it doesn't cost us anything. Hang on a year or two. Say amen. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Even in this day that we live in, if you're really serving the Lord, it'll cost you something. Say amen. That's exactly right. David said, God forbid that I should offer that which costs me nothing. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, if you are really dedicated to God, your flesh don't like it, and it'll cost your flesh. It'll cost you some time. It'll cost you, beloved, to serve God in every generation. Amen. Beloved, here, notice this. Let us go on because of where we came from. You say, preacher, what do you mean where we came from? Well, I want you to think about these Jewish Christians. I want you to think about, beloved, the temple. I want you to think about now that no longer, brother, are they having to bring a turtle dove? Are they having to bring a goat? Are they having to bring a lamb of the flock? I'm talking about people, beloved, that on this side of the cross, that God is saved by his marvelous grace. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first. To the Jew first. Don't you ever forget that. To the Jew first. And also the Greek. And here's a group of people that understands now they no longer have to bring a turtle dove. They no longer have to bring a lamb out of the flock. They no longer have to bring a bull. They no longer have to bring a goat. But thank God there's one, the Lamb of God. John stood on the banks of the Jordan and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I'm telling you, beloved, if that was your life and on this side of Calvary, you didn't have to do that anymore, you would remember where God brought you from. Beloved, what about you and I? How many can remember where you were when you met the Lord? How many can remember what kind of shape you was in when you met the Lord? How many can remember where you was headed when, my friend, you met the Lord? You was headed for hell at a breakneck speed. But here come the Holy Ghost with the Word of God and said, I love you and I'll save you if you'll just come to Jesus. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, I believe let us go on in spite of the opposition. Let us go on in spite of the desertion. Let us go on because of where we came from. But let me give you this. Look at the text. Let us go on because of who we serve. The Bible uses the word here, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. In other words, there's some things in the early days, beloved, the milk of the word. And what Paul is saying here, the writer in the book of Hebrews, what he is saying is, listen, we're not going to leave Christ. Amen. But he's saying there's some elementary things that we ought to have settled in our heart and in our life. And beloved, we ought to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go on, he said. I believe we ought to go on because of who we serve. It's Christ that saved me. Amen. It's Christ that'll never leave me nor forsake me. It's Christ, beloved, my friend, that gave me a home in heaven that outshines the sun. It's Christ that shows me something in the Word of God. It's Christ. Listen, this flesh don't want to go on. Say amen. Sometimes this flesh don't even want to get out of the bed. But thank God, because of Christ, I can go on for the glory of God Almighty. Let us go on. Let us go on because of who we serve. Let me just give you this. You remember? Do you remember? Go with Jesus in the garden. He told his disciples, he said, I want you to stay here. He said, I want you to watch. I want you to pray. And you know what the Word of God said? He went on a little further. Yeah. Amen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Why should we go on? I tell you why we ought to go on, because he went on. Hallelujah is right. He got down on his knee there in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, you say, preacher, what was in that cup? I'll tell you what was in that cup, your sin and my sin. I'll tell you what was in that cup, separation from a holy God. Beloved, he was going to be separated from his Father. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, listen, beloved, Jesus was a man. man. Jesus was God. And as man, he said, Father, if there's any way out of this, let this cup pass from me. But thank God Almighty, he went on all the way. And he didn't turn back. He accomplished the mission that God wanted him to accomplish. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. I ask you something, by the way. Whose will do we want done around here? Say amen. We want the preacher's will? Gag a maggot. We want the deacon's will? I said gag another maggot. We want your will? I said gag all the maggots. We want God's will to be done. Amen. Let us go on that we might do the will of God. Oh, beloved friend, listen. I know Brother Mitchell said we're victim of the times. I understand all that. But I tell you, I know this. Jesus ain't changed. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And I tell you what I believe. I believe we need to get back to his program. Get back to his plan. And just realize, beloved, listen, that, listen, you say, preacher, there's just one every once in a while getting saved. Well, maybe we ought to shout more over the one every once in a while. Maybe we ought to just thank God like Ruth, just to have a little place gleaning in the corner of his field. Thank God at least I'm in the right field, Brother Lance. Amen. I may not be picking corn like by the bushel, but thank God I'm in the right field. I'm in the field of my heavenly Boaz. I'm in the field of my Lord. Let us go on. Let us go on in spite of the opposition. Let us go on in spite of desertion. Let me tell you something right now. Beloved, it hurts people when people desert. It does. I know that. Amen. Listen, it hurts the pastor. It hurts the families, amen, that love that family. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We better get our eyes off of that and get our eyes on the Lord. Get our eyes on the Savior. Beloved, let us go on because of where we came from. Let us go on because of who we serve. And then let me give you this morning. I don't want you to get too excited right here, but let us go on because of who we are. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Where did you find that in the text? I found it in a two-letter word, U.S., us. He didn't say, Brother Steve, let them go on. They don't have the power to go on. They don't have, beloved, listen, the will to go on. They don't have the desire to go on. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? The whole world's divided into two groups of people, us and them. I'm glad, thank God, one day God reached down into thems and made an us out of me. He pulled me out, put me in the bride of Christ. And now I can say, us, let us go on. God's not talking to them this morning. He's talking to us. Watch this. You say, preacher, why are you so excited? Well, there are several reasons, but just listen to a few verses. The Bible said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing according to his chosen us. In him before the foundation of the world. He's predestined us to the adoption of children. The word of God, he's made us accepted in the... Oh, glory to God. I tell you what, if you get a hold of that, you'll just be glad to be in the us crowd. Us. Let us go on. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. The Bible said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Oh, hallelujah this morning, just to be one of the us. Amen. The Bible said he raised us up together, made us to sit together in heavenly places. His grace and kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, according to the power that worketh in us, unto every one of us is given grace. I say hallelujah this morning for a God that picked me up out of them and put me among us. Let us go on. Let us go on. You know what our problem is? We're worried too much about them, not enough about us. Honey, you can't do nothing about what them's are doing. But I tell you what you can do. You can buckle down and say, by the grace of the living God, I'm going on for the glory of God Almighty. Let us go on. Listen to Colossians just a moment. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now listen to me carefully. I'm not fussing this morning. But you can say, well, I'm just not worthy to serve the Lord. Outside of Him, that's true. But you need to understand something. When it said He made us meet, what that means is when He saved you, He made you fit for the job that He's got for you to do. Amen. Thank God Almighty. It's us that He saved by the grace of God. Us that He wants to use. The Word of God said over there in the book of Philippians in another text, Colossians rather, said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And all you say, preacher, what about that cross? How about this? He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Glory to God this morning. We ought to go on because of who we serve, but we ought to go on because of who we are. We're the Lord's children. Beloved, listen. We ought to go on, number six, because of where we're headed. The Word of God said here that let us go on unto perfection. I'm reminded when I read this verse, Brother Joe Bird, several months ago, it's probably been 6 months ago now, he's in a wheelchair. He pastored right up here at Bloomingdale Baptist for years and years and years. Had the privilege to go to Israel with him several years ago, he and Brother Winston Sweeney. What a blessing those two men were. I was a young preacher at that time, probably about 35 years old, still green as a gourd. But they took me under their wing and they cared enough to teach me things about the land of Israel. Amen. They weren't arrogant men. They weren't uppity men. They were humble men that enjoyed walking with God and taking people through the things there in Israel. I run into Brother Joe at Mama's house. It's been about 6 months ago. And I said, Brother Joe, how you doing? He said, preacher, I'm just a few months from perfection. I said, yeah, you'll get a hold of that after a while. Honey, I tell you why we ought to go on, because of where we're headed. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, this perfection here in this text is talking about maturity. It's talking about growing up in the things of God. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day, beloved, when you and I are going to step off in a perfect land with a perfect body and serve a perfect Lord and praise Him while the ages roll. Ought to go on because of where we're headed. I'll tell you something right now. One old preacher, somebody said to him, said, well, smoke and send me to hell. He said, why no? It just makes you smell like you're going. I'm telling you, if we're on our way to heaven, we ought to smell like we're going. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? We ought to be putting off that sweet aroma of Christ. And His mercy and His grace. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you something this morning with all of my heart. God said, let us go on. That's a message this morning for Pastor. That's a message this morning for this church. Let us go on. Listen, there's nothing wrong, beloved, in the Bible. God set up memorials. Amen. He didn't want the children of Israel to forget what He had done in their lives. And He told them to set up memorials. There's nothing wrong with setting up a Sunday like last Sunday. Setting up a memorial and saying, thank God for your goodness. But you better not park at the memorial. Say amen. God said, let us go on. Then let me give you this lastly this morning. How many has enjoyed this so far? I've had people on my heart while I was preparing. It's not even here this morning. And I tell you, I hope they have a good reason for not being here. The judgment seat will reveal it. Say amen. I mean, some people are real sick and they miss church. Other people get the sniffles. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. I done did, and it's a truth. There's more people in Kingsport looking for a way to get out than looking for a way to get in. Let us go on. And he's with me this morning. I said, let us go on. Let us go on. Brother Steve, I think about where he found me. I think you got saved by the road, didn't you, brother? I think that was your testimony. Boy, he found me in a mess. Found you by the road. Found me on the front bench of a Baptist church. But why is it a mess? I want to go on because of who I serve. Go on because of where I come from. Go on because of who I am in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go on, my friend, because of where I'm headed. The Bible said that over there, I believe it was in the book of 1 John, Jesus is coming. Brother Aaron, there's going to be some ashamed before him at his appearing. You know why? You want to know why, Brother Paul? They wasn't going on. They had done found a reverse in the Christian life. Now, let me say this. A lot of people, they would never stand up and say, I'll put it in reverse. What they'll tell you is they put it in neutral. Let me tell you something, there is no neutral. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You're either gathering into my sheepfold or you're scattering abroad. Honey, there ain't no neutral. There ain't no reverse. Every part of the blessed armor of God, God told us to put on. My friend takes care of the front. There's no place for retreat. There's nothing on the back. Beloved, we're supposed to be going forward for the glory and honor of God Almighty. Oh boy, God, just give me something. Woo! You know why I ain't nothing on my back? Because he's got my back. Say amen right there. He'll take care of that. Father, just go on. Do what he wants me to do. The last thing in the message, let us go on because of what's at stake. You say, preacher, what's at stake? What's at stake? What is it? Why should we go on? What's the big deal? Well, I can wrap it up in one little word. S-O-U-L-S. Souls. Souls are at stake. I'm not going to say where, and I'm not going to say the name of the church. I'm not saying this to embarrass. Brother Grizzle, there was a church that I know, we're supporting 64 missionaries. 64 missionaries at $50 a month. He said, well, that ain't much. Well, I tell you what, little is much when God's in it. Say amen. Amen. Faithfully, 64 missionaries, supporting them at $50 a month. What would that be? Would that be about $3,200? Is that math right? $3,200 a month going out. I found out a little while back that that church is now spending that on missionaries. Let me, you say, preacher, what happened? They didn't go on. You say, preacher, I'll tell you one thing right now. That'll never happen to us. How many knows that's a foolish statement? I said that's a foolish statement. We ought to say by the grace of God, we want to go on. You say, oh, you thought you said you was talking about souls. Now you're talking about missionaries. My goodness, help us, Jesus. That's exactly what you're talking about when you're talking about missionaries. It's the souls of men. You say, we send out the missions. Yes, the missionary has to eat. Yes, he has to have somewhere to live. Yes, he has to have something to drive. Help me. My memory's not good. The sister that was just here, Burns, Sister Nancy Burns. Thank you, Brother Ralph, for giving me that. You just thought it, Brother Ralph, and it came right to me. Amen. Sister Burns was talking about her old 91. Was it a Toyota? What was it, a Celica? Or a... How many remembers that in that? Uh-huh. She's got to have something to drive. Say amen. But why? Why is it all important? Because they're trying to reach another soul. Souls in Africa. Souls in Europe. Souls in the Philippines. Souls in Mexico. Souls is what missions is all about. Let us go on. Why? Because of what's at stake. Let us go on because of what's at stake. How many of you are Sunday school teachers here in church? Throw your hand up if you're a Sunday school teacher. Anything at stake there, Brother Rick, in that class? Oh, yes. Nothing make you want to go on, ain't it, Brother Rick? Anything at stake, Brother Gary, in your class? Miss Jessica, where are you at, honey? Anything at stake in that class, Miss Heather? I said, let us go on. Let us go on. Come on, Sister Sarah, bring them youngins in here, honey. You say, preacher, what's at stake? I'm going to show you. Miss, come on, bring them youngins. Brother Eddie, bring them youngins over here. I'm going to show you what's at stake. How many let this settle in on you already? How many's ever felt like throwing in the towel, just giving up, throwing it neutral, and just saying the heck with it, I'm going to the house? Next time you feel like that, I pray you'll get this picture in your mind and in your heart, Brother Lance. I want all my teenagers to come up here. I thought Brother Thurman was coming there for a minute. Oh my goodness, amen. I said, I want all my teenagers to come up here. Amen. Come on. Hannah, are you 20 now? Are you? Okay, I'll give you a pass then. Jacob, get up here, boy. Jacob and Jacob. Here comes JJ. Amen. If y'all are listening in the nursery, get out here. If they ain't listening, Brother Jimmy, go get them. Hey, somebody in there I got a special interest in. Brother Randall, you reckon Dad's glad he went on? I guarantee it. Reckon Brother Rossi's glad that he went on? Reckon Brother Johnson's glad that he went on? Reckon Brother Eddie Bledsoe Sr.'s glad that he went on? Help me this morning. Can anybody see anything at stake? Beloved, let me tell you something right here. Come here, Sawyer. Come here, Landon. Come here, boy. Amen. Get up here. All right, buddy. I'll get you too, Mr. Jealous. Amen. Now, you boys leave my microphone alone. You hear me? I mean, he's got a picture of what's at stake. That's what's at stake. You know what I believe? I believe God inspired the words, let us go on. And I believe God has a word for Bible Way Baptist Church this morning. Let us go on. I'm just looking forward to seeing some of these youngins come to know the Lord Jesus. Seeing them raising their families, Brother Steve, that's what you've got to see down through the years. Youngins grow up into moms and dads. And now they're raising their families. Say hi to them for me too, buddy. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot at stake. Justin, there's a lot at stake, ain't there, son? And what you and I ought to do this morning is get in this altar and thank God that somebody went on. What we ought to do is get in this altar and ask God to help us by the grace of God to go on and do what He wants us to do in this generation. Amen. How many of you youngins is learning about Jesus at this church? Are you learning? What did you learn about Him? Warner, tell me what you've learned about Jesus. It means more than anything to you, honey. He's our Savior. Hey, you say, preacher, that ain't much. This world don't know that. What did you learn about him, honey? He's all powerful. What about, hey, we didn't set this up. Did any of you all learn anything about Jesus at the church? What did you learn about you?
Can we show you what we learned
today? Sure, honey. Sure.
Okay, guys. Remember what we talked about with Sarah? Ready? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Did y'all see that? That was signed for thank you, Jesus. This is the next pastor. Say amen right there. Tell him, Landon. Amen. This morning, I hope God will settle this in on our hearts and on our lives. Let us go on. Brother Ralph, y'all are going to sing this invitation song, ain't you, brother? You ready to go? Come on. Amen, Miss Becky. Miss Shelby. You quit that, boy. Where's Mama? You want to go to Mama? You want to stand up here with them? Y'all stay up here a minute. Y'all stay up here. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to go nowhere. Uh-oh. Okay, buddy? Amen. Hey, baby. Shh. They're going to sing this morning. I wonder if somebody might come and get some of these youngins and pray with them. I wonder if somebody might come and just thank God that somebody went on. Listen, Brother John, somebody blazed this trail ahead of me and you. They didn't give up. They just kept going on for the glory of God. I want you to mind the Lord. Father, thank you for the day. Bless these children, Lord. Bless their families. I pray, dear God, in Jesus' name, that it would settle in on us the need to go on for your glory. In Jesus' name.